This is Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 1915, recorded on Thursday, the 14th of July. Call us on 01603 765 365. That's 765 365 with your news, views and comments. We always like hearing from you. Also included this week is the July edition of EDP Norfolk. This part of Chatterbox is read by Sarah Lomax and Rupert Hipwell. On part one, in addition to the news, we have letters to the evening news and a feature about Joe Dade. But first, some stories making the news in Norwich this week. In this first batch of stories, we will tell of a widow's campaign to save a memorial bench at Earlham, and the not-at-all summery weather causes serious problems for a Strumpshaw pub. On a happier note, the fete in the Bishop's Garden raises funds for a local charity. Concern is raised on the pressure on local services with local housing projects. But to start, we know the slogan, "A dog's not just for Christmas." It seems to apply to other seasons as well.
RSPCA figures show that pets are most likely to be dumped in the summertime, with dozens abandoned in Norfolk and Suffolk each year. Officers had to collect 85 abandoned animals in Norfolk last year, 61 in Suffolk and 141 in Cambridgeshire. Every year the RSPCA is called out to rescue hundreds of animals across England and Wales after their owners abandon them, and in many cases leave them for dead. Bosses for the animal welfare charity said there tended to be a peak in admissions in July, and officers were preparing for another summer influx of dumped animals. It is thought one contributing factor of people dumping their pets in the summer months is down to some owners heading off on holiday and not finding anyone to look after them while they're away.
A Norwich family has launched a campaign to save a memorial bench they installed at Earlham Cemetery. Relatives of Sylvia Nobbs, 76, of Bluebell Road, had the two-seater wooden bench put in by the grave of her husband, Victor Nobbs, who died on September 2014, aged 82. The family had sought permission from Norwich City Council to install the bench for months with no success, so they went ahead and installed the bench anyway, shortly before Father's Day. Mrs. Nobbs has since been told the bench must be removed. The grandmother, who was married to her husband for more than 56 years, said, "We just kept waiting and waiting to hear from the council. It means everything to me to have the bench there. He was my soulmate and my best friend." Mrs. Nobbs said she had visited her husband's grave every day since he was buried. Granddaughter Hannah Nobbs, 22, has started an online petition to save the bench, which so far has more than 280 signatures. She said she hoped the council would think again about allowing the bench to stay. She said there's mud and water there all the time, and it's easy to trip over for an elderly lady. It's not obstructing anything, and it's not disturbing anybody, and it's a memorial bench at the end of the day. She added, "My uncle had been messaging the council to get permission for the bench, but it got to the point that they stopped replying. My nan got a letter in the post saying that we had to remove it, and if we didn't, they would remove it, and there would be a fee."
The owners of a village pub that was inundated by floodwater from the road outside have said everything they've worked for 5 years is gone. The Huntsman in Strumpshaw was one of several locations in the region affected following a heavy downpour in the middle of last week. Christine Hall, who owns the pub with her husband Spencer, said their business had often been affected by Norwich Road being closed due to flooding, but this was the first time the water had actually come inside. She said, "Everything we've worked for is gone. 5 years we've been here and building up this business from a standing start. It's a successful business, we employ local people, and we've got a great community, as you can see from the guys who have stayed to help, but it's all just gone." She said she had already alerted Norfolk County Council on the day of the flood that nearby ditches were already full of water and would not be able to absorb the rain that was predicted for that afternoon. When the rain came, the drain covers burst and the water was still bubbling out of them 2 hours after the road first started flooding. Sewage entered the kitchen and an estimated 3 inches of water covered the carpet in the main room at the front of the building, and water from the car park got under the raised floor in the restaurant area at the back. Regulars helped move furniture away from the water and stock in the kitchen and bar areas was saved.
A summer fete held in the Bishop's Garden has raised thousands of pounds for charity. Visitors enjoyed a day of festivities in the sunshine and raised £3,800 for mobility charity Norwich Door to Door. Volunteers, service users and members of the public enjoyed a full schedule of entertainment. There were performances from Notre Dame Prep School, the occasional garden singers and the Ha Mummies Choir. Margaret Rogers, 80, from Brazengate, uses the mobility charity services. She said, "Without the work they do, I'd be trapped in my home. I've been using the service since 2004, after I had major surgery. During those years, my husband, Bernard, was taken into care with dementia, and Norwich Door to Door took me backwards and forwards to visit him until he died. The volunteers have done so much for me. I have no family now, and life without my husband is very difficult and lonely. Everyone at the charity works so hard." Norwich Door to Door runs 10 mobility buses and a multi-purpose vehicle. It receives government grants but relies on help from volunteers. Graham Charlish, 80, who has volunteered for the organisation for 15 years, said, "It's really opened my eyes to the difficulties faced by people with disabilities, and I'm so glad I can help them out. I'm a passenger assistant, and working with our service users makes me realise how lucky I am with my own health."
Fears are being voiced about the pressure on local services if developers are allowed to change their plans for a major housing project north of Norwich. More than 3,500 homes, two primary schools, shops and restaurants are planned for a new development near Old Catton and Sproston called Beeston Park. It was initially envisaged the homes would be built alongside various essential local services in the Market Square area of the development. But Beyond Green Developments has submitted a new application to Broadland District Council, changing the order of the project. The variation seeks permission to build around 700 homes north of Old Catton before the rest of the development moves ahead. When outline planning permission was previously granted, the Old Catton phase was due to be constructed towards the end. Councillors have now raised concerns about how the existing infrastructure will cope with potentially more than 1,000 new people moving in. Bill Cousins, councillor for Sproston Central Ward, added, "The issue is we are not going to get the services if they are starting at the Catton end. There will be shops, but what you don't have is the infrastructure. We've got schools under pressure, doctors' surgeries are under pressure, and there's a lack of jobs in the area. They'll be building these houses without the associated infrastructure around them."
The kindness of strangers who raised thousands of pounds to assist a Norwich shop targeted in an arson attack has been praised by the shopkeeper's daughter, who said she could not believe their generosity. Police are keeping an open mind over the attack on the village shop, which sells Eastern European food, but have not ruled out a racial motivation. A rally was held at Anglia Square near the Magdalen Street shop on Saturday the 9th of July in a show of support for the staff and owners, while well-wishers had last night raised £23,000 in donations. Andrea Abraham, 23, whose mother Serena owns the shop but is currently on holiday, said she was astounded by people's generosity. She said, "I'm so pleased. It's not about the money, but about the kindness. People are showing support and that's really nice. I just want to thank them, and I hope whoever did this to us sees the support we have. When we open again, we want to do free cakes for all the people who have donated. We would use the money to redo the shop and give what's left to charity."
A summer concert series at Eaton Park will continue later this month. The Sunday concert series, organised by Brian Dermott with backing from Norwich City Council, will feature an appearance by the Taverham Band on July the 31st and then a performance by the Pavilion Brass Quintet on August the 21st. Concerts are from 3 to 5pm.
James Bond star Sir Roger Moore is to take to the Norwich Theatre Royal stage in November. The screen legend, who previously came to the theatre in 2012, will be in Norwich for an afternoon with Sir Roger Moore on November the 13th. Meanwhile, former Dynasty star and author Dame Joan Collins will bring a touch of Hollywood glamour on September the 18th with Joan Collins Unscripted. Judy Foster from the theatre said, "We have these two amazing Hollywood legends coming to Norwich, both bringing with them a little razzle-dazzle and glamour to delight audiences with a glimpse into their intriguing lives."